On Friday, Ross Greenwood, a finance man on Channel 9, had plenty to say.
Oh, my. They're a kooky bunch, those South Australians, aren't they? As I've told you many times before, it's vital when it comes to energy to make sure you don't get science ahead of philosophy. Now, South Australia went with a bold 50% renewable energy target. The other 50 was coming from a large extension cord effectively into Victoria, the interconnector. They made a pretty grand statement. They kind of blew up their power station. Uh-oh. This is the Playford Power Station at Port Augusta. Right alongside, they also closed and blew up bits of the Northern Power Station, their last coal-fired power station. Oh, by the way, the coal-fired power stations were Augusta's largest employers. Bye-bye. That wasn't enough, though. The Crow Eaters also mothballed their gas-fired power station at Pelican Point because, hey, the sun would shine and the wind would blow. But as we know what happened, the sun didn't shine, the wind didn't blow too hard. On September 28, it blew too hard. A massive storm damaged infrastructure and caused the whole state to go black. South Australia was left with no electricity. Now, before that happened, South Australia's energy plan was described as dangerous and a bold experiment by the Australian Energy Council boss Matthew Warren. He was so right. And the Australian Energy Market Operator says there will be more power shortages in South Australia from next year. Finally, in desperation, the Premier, Jay Weatherill, jumped the shark. His latest plan will cost South Australians $550 million. It includes a new gas-fired power station, even though there's a massive gas shortage on the east coast of Australia with no guarantee of supply. He's also building the world's biggest battery to store electricity. Remember that bold experiment I told you about? Well, this is on a whole new level. South Australia also wants to unhook itself from the national grid. And the cost, $550 million? Well, I can tell you, a fraction of that would have kept those power stations open and kept the jobs. But no, they blew that up, remember?
Righto, take a breath, Ross. That was a fair spray.
It was a fair spray. And it's pretty bad. I mean, it's going to get a lot worse when Victoria's big station shuts down in 2 weeks' time. Mm. They reckon our power price will go up minimum 7%, and Victoria being risk of blackouts as well.
But Ross is really blaming us, isn't he?
And well, he's blaming us for our situation, but he'll probably blame Victoria for theirs shortly as well.
I know we've talked about this a lot, but it will become increasingly more important.
Well,
as
the
you
next
just
12
said.
Months, I reckon, are going to get a lot worse.
Can I just make a statement, a sweeping statement, where it's like... let's say I'm not happy in my job, right? And I want to get a new career or change jobs. Don't you get that job before you leave the current one? Well, Doesn't that make sense?
That's what you get told to do, yeah. And like, that's the safe
don't
way.
Don't just, you know, don't get angry and say, I'm quitting and I'm going to go and find it.
You should be able to find one.
Yeah, well, you don't do that, do you? And right. I just wonder if that's what's happened with our power. We've turned things off before we had the next one ready.
Yep. No, it's certainly a bit of that. I mean, it wasn't our choice to shut off the one at Port Augusta, but they could have kept it going. I got told on the weekend now, I don't know if this is right or not, so excuse me if I'm wrong, but it would have cost under $10 million a year from the government to chip into a linter to keep it going. Mm. I'll find out about that. If that's the case, I'd rather pay less than $10 than spend $550, mm. wouldn't you?
Yep, good point.